The first reading is a reading from the book of Numbers. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent along among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole. And if any of you have been bitten, look at it, they will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it to a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Hearken, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears and words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter mysteries from old. While he slew them, they sought him after and inquired after God again, remembering that God was their rock, and the Most High God, their Redeemer. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But they flattered him with their mouths and lied to him with their tongues. Though their hearts were not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But he, being merciful, forgave their sin and destroyed them not. Often he turned back his anger and let none of his wrath be roused. Do not forget the works of the Lord. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking form of the slave, coming in human likeness and found in human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the desert, the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have life eternal. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, of course, we celebrate the exaltation of the cross. And this is one of the core feasts in the church because it's because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross that we all get to go to heaven, that we all were set free from all of our sins. So again, as I preach throughout the years and as I do in a parish mission, you know, if someone says, "What are you most grateful for?" the answer should always, must always be that Jesus Christ died for me on the cross. It's because of what Jesus Christ did for us, not what we do for Jesus. I mean, we just got to get over this. We got to get out of that heresy of Pelagianism. We got to get this and know so we are grateful. When we look at the cross, we should be grateful that Jesus Christ died for my sins, for your sins. And so the first thing we need to be is grateful. And we talked about that yesterday at the Sunday Mass. But then the second part, you know, that the gospel says God so loved us that he gave us Jesus. And then in John, it's John 3:16, and then John 3:17, it says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. And again, we are living to condemn the world today. If God didn't do that, what makes us think that we should be doing that? God did everything in his power with his Son dying on the cross to save us. We need to do everything in our power not to condemn everyone, but to save everyone. So two things. Today, let's be grateful that Jesus Christ would die for us and our sins. And two, let's do everything in our power to help others come to know and experience the salvation won for them in Christ Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.